streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Biden drops out. I'm Sherry Preston. The president will address the nation at some point this week about his historic decision to leave the 2024 presidential race and his endorsement of his vice president, Kamala Harris, to take on Donald Trump in the fall.
To many Democrats, Democratic leaders, this is something that he should have done weeks ago. His decision to run again as president was a mistake, making him by far the oldest potential nominee because he never actually got the nomination for president in American history. Now, the oldest presidential nominee from a major party is a guy named Donald Trump.
ABC Chief Washington Correspondent Jonathan Carl. Next up will be the Democratic National Convention in Chicago in a month. ABC White House Correspondent Mary Alice Parks with more on what's next.
The DNC knows that they have to sort of leave room if some other Democrat wants to challenge Harris, and to leave room for voters and delegates to not feel like this was mandated.
Wildfires forcing evacuations in Southern California. Two fires are burning in Riverside County. One has destroyed at least three homes and damaged several more. The fires have burned through at least 1,000 acres. New worries about the potential for layoffs coming up. ABC's Daria Albinger.
A new survey by the National Association for Business Economics finds costs are rising for many respondents, and they're tightening their belts. So how will that affect hiring?
About a quarter of respondents are saying that hiring is rising. That's a little bit up from the previous survey.
NABE's Michael Urich says, well, getting a job is one thing, keeping it is another.
21% of respondents said that they believe layoffs over the coming 6 months are more likely than they were in the previous 6 months.
Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Golfer Xander Schauffele picked the perfect time to play what he called his best round ever. He hit four birdies down to the stretch, claiming the British Open by two strokes, his second major of the year. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at wiss.fm.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris will be visiting Milwaukee next Tuesday for a campaign event. Harris has already visited Wisconsin four times this year. The vice president's arrival in Milwaukee will come just days after the city hosted the Republican National Convention. Harris last visited Milwaukee in May, where she discussed her administration's economic policies. Two Ohio police officers who shot and killed a man outside the Republican National Convention have been investigated in the past for uses of force. Nicholas Mason was cleared of charges in 2017 after killing a man during a traffic stop. Adam Groves was sued in 2016 for wrongful arrest and excessive use of force. Mason and Groves were part of a visiting police bicycle unit from Columbus. Activists and mourners of Samuel Sharp Jr., the man shot and killed, are criticizing Milwaukee officials for hosting the RNC and bringing in out-of-state police. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers sweep the Twins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers winning both games in Minnesota over the weekend, 8-4 Saturday night, in a game that went 12 innings. Yesterday, they went back and forth with the Twins. Rhys Hoskins at the plate, top of the eighth, tied at 5 apiece. The call on Roku TV.
Hoskins to left. Austin Martin back. He's at the wall. He'll jump up, and Martin can't make the play, and that is gone. A home run for Rhys Hoskins, and Milwaukee regains the advantage here late at Target Field.
The Brewers went on to win 8-7. Manager Pat Murphy.
This was a relentless victory, you know, relentless on the road. Great crowd, great atmosphere, and a really good team across the way.
Tonight, the crew opens a three-game series at Wrigley against the Cubs. NFL, the Packers' first training camp practice is today, followed by the annual shareholders meeting. Defensive lineman Kenny Clark signing a three-year extension worth $64 million. He'll earn $29 million this season. The team's still working on a deal for Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to about 83 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the south at around 5. Tonight, partly cloudy this evening. Scattered thunderstorms late tonight, our low 65. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms. Could be a quarter to a half inch of rain with storms tomorrow and a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk to the Pewaukee Public Library about all the wonderful things going on there that you can take advantage of. Don't miss it.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10. Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good Monday morning to ya. Is this the last Monday of July?
No.
No, it's one more? Okay, good.
Okay, good. Yeah, that sounded real
well,
enthusiastic.
Todd and I were talking. It's like, oh, man, August is coming up way too fast. Way too fast. And he's correct. 56 degrees in Green Bay right now. Beautiful out there.
You see the
61
week?
In Appleton, I'm, 58 in Oshkosh.
I know Brittany's coming on, but
nice.
This is, oh, yeah, we got a nice weather pattern coming up for, I mean, EAA, then of course there that Art in the Park in Appleton. There's, I think it looks really good. I, again, from my phone, I don't. She's gonna know a lot more than I do, but it looks really, really nice this week.
And a lot of these people that run places must be saying, "Okay, finally, we're just getting some nice, dry, moderate weather." Because
and there's a lot of people in Green Bay. You know, we
oh my goodness! Well, I told you I went north this weekend. Went up to the UP for the
getaway.
Mm-hmm. Took the girls to the zoo and everything, but it was hot up there, man. It was like 86 and really humid.
No, this training camp kicks off today.
Training camp kicks off today, and a beautiful day for that. You got the shareholders meeting.
At 3.
You going to that?
I gave my tickets to somebody yesterday.
All right.
So, no.
I've never been to one.
Really?
No.
Yeah. I don't know. It's about 10,000 people are going, 11, something like
something like that.
You know, Mark Murphy gets up. They talk about the financials. It's not, it's just, it's more of a get together. And people,
is it a question and answer at all?
No. That wasn't, look, I've been there.
Did it used to be? I thought it was at one. Did Bob Harlan used to have more of a question and answer format or not?
Boy, that would be tough to do because you're there on the field.
That may be, I know.
Maybe when it was a smaller, I don't know. But it's interesting. They're going to talk about, obviously, this new contract they just signed with this, whatever, this $67 million one.
Yeah.
No,
you kind of lose track of those things.
But no, I'm sure they're going to update the owners because everybody wears their owner hat. You know,
yeah.
That's
I'm an NFL team owner.
Okay,
I'll never.
You and Jerry Jones.
I'll never forget. Where was I? At some place, and the guy went over to the Packers. He like collected programs or something and didn't get a program, and he was telling the lady said, "Yeah, well, we're out of them. We don't have any left." He goes, "I know you always have a surplus." Or it's just, "Sir," he goes, "Listen, I'm a team owner here."
Okay.
Oh, I didn't know that. Let me back.
You and how many million other people?
Okay, man. Hey, yeah. Hang on, man. Let me just get this one for you. Then you didn't give me the code word that you were an owner.
But they're gonna, you know, they'll update the attendees there on Jordan Love's contract, how that's going. And, you know, I'm sure I got to believe they're going to, well, they vote in Bill Jarts and two other board members. So that's fun. And then I'm sure Ed Policy is going to say something. I would hope Ed would. It's amazing. I mean, Ed Policy is a really, really good guy. Two boys, he's a good dad. And he has been with the Packers for years, kind of was very instrumental in that Titletown development. And I dealt with him
kind
a lot.
Kind of under the radar,
but,
though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He needs to kind of, and he probably did that, like, we had some, in deference to Mark. But now that Mark's retiring, you know, people are going to, I don't know, maybe it doesn't want to know people, doesn't want everybody to know
who he is.
Well,
it's such a big name in the NFL, though.
Yeah, and he, so I'm sure he's going to speak today, too. But that'd be good. That's at 3 o'clock. I mean, that's going to be, that'd be a good time. But no,
so
I'm not going.
Now it begins.
It does.
The season begins right now.
And then family night, that's August 4th. So
we're at sports, like TV, radio, it's like your summer and everything else is over now.
But you could really be Mr. Dad, right? Take your kids to training camp, NFL thing, then down to EAA.
Yeah.
You know, there's just
a lot of things going
cool
on, man.
Stuff going on in our little.
Okay, now we always say, what's their motto? I said it coming in, I will not talk national politics unless it's the biggest story in the world.
Yeah.
I would say the unprecedented stepping down this late. You know, I'm so old, though. I remember vividly, because I saw some excerpts of it last night. I remember President Johnson saying,
I will not seek,
nor shall I accept your nomination as Democratic candidate for the presidency of the United States. I still remember that.
Did you see that so many times?
Because I remember going to school the next day, and that's what they were talking about.
Okay, well then.
Yes. That was a big deal back then.
Yes. It's a big deal today. Joe Biden, like many people, I've met him a few times. His whole life has been politics.
Sure.
He was 26, 28 years old when he first got elected. And, yeah, he's been, he's had every position. And just that must have been really, really tough for him to say, it's not akin to a football player because they can't play till they're 80. But something where you did your whole
when
life,
that moment comes.
It's real.
Yeah.
And there's no turning back. I mean, he made that decision, hit the button, hit send. It was like, it's over. So,
we had a long, 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 long time media person right here a week ago and said, hey, what do you miss? I said, well, the ego part of me, and that's, I think he was being really honest because that is part of your personality, who you are. And that's all of a sudden gone.
It is. Yeah. I mean, they treat ex-presidents of the United States really, really well. They get this, I think they still get their security detail and, you can go and give talks. Yeah, that was a big, big thing, big decision, and I'll give him a lot of credit, man. I don't know.
That's... But, I will say this, and again, watching the thing last night, the special, just from 3 years ago where he was giving a speech versus now, I mean, I don't know how a family member couldn't look at that and say, hey, dad or whomever, I'm just,
Grandpa.
And to project, if that's happened in 3 years, project a couple more years down the road or 3 years,
right.
I mean, just kind of. And it's in that way, it is kind of like an athlete where a lot of times these guys, it's like, I'm trying to overcome this injury. And it's like, you know what? Ain't going to happen.
Right.
I mean, sometimes you just have to face reality. It is what it is.
Yeah. And the best out of all, Clooney and people who said, well, this and that, the debate and some other things, he's fallen on the steps. But the thing that really struck home to me was that guy that wrote that letter, I think it was in the Post. It could have been. I don't get that. I think it was. Anyway, it was a letter, and it was his neighbor. It was his friend. Went to school with him, and just said it's time. And
yeah.
I thought that was a really well written letter, saying, "Look, you've done great, but I helped you campaign. I raised money for you. I did this. That. I've known you for my whole life since we were in sixth grade." And he goes, I can tell, as one of your best friends, it is time for you to step aside. And that was about a month ago. So anyway, it took a while, but. Yeah, that's it. So now we're moving on. It's going to be.
Any guesses on who you think will be the
VP?
Yeah.
Well, I like governors. I think governors know how to govern. I would like to think she would look at North Carolina, maybe Kentucky, but it's probably going to be the governor of Pennsylvania. He's a one term, but, he's kind of a consensus builder. So, yeah, we'll see. Maybe you, John. Have you been better?
Yeah, that phone will be ringing later on. Yeah. You bet.
I better charge this baby up.
I want this call. You know, I just will say this. Working in the media, I will be... Can we just have one weekend without some big news?
Yeah,
like,
I know, right?
You know, it was Trump and the assassination attempt last weekend, and now it's this. And it's like, I just want to sleep in one day.
Yeah, they pull you guys out of bed for that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that was cool how TV, they kind of ran without commercials. You know what it's like?
Yeah,
they just
did.
Kept going on and on, this guy, that guy, and it's... But yeah, it's big news all over the world, so things have settled down this week a little bit. The big news now, wait... In to honor Todd, they'll do it next weekend. They'll name the VP
Saturday
next weekend.
Morning.
Yep. About 9 o'clock, 10 yep. o'clock.
Todd, get into the station.
Get in there right now. She picked somebody. So that's coming up, and then the whole.
Well, let me ask you this: for a guy like yourself who had a long run, didn't have to step down like a Mark Murphy. You know, I mean, when there's a hard ending. And you know that going in, then it's like, okay, well, that's what I signed up for.
Exactly.
But you could have kept running forever if you'd wanted to. What are some of the things sometimes where in your mind you're like, I'm going to miss that. I'm going to really miss it. Because there's a million things you're not going to miss. But the things where it's
But there's a million and one you're going to miss. There's more stuff you're going to miss than not miss. I mean, I mean that too. You miss a lot. You know, at that level, I don't know. But just as a local thing, it's just... I don't know. This politics stuff is not 8, 9, 10 hours and then you're home. It's your whole life.
Right. Absolutely.
It's everywhere. It's where you go to church. It's when you go to the mall. Everybody talks to you about what's going on. And so, yeah, I think he's going to have to go through a little, you know, I don't know if depression is the right word, but it's tough. It's tough for politicians. I wish there would be an end because then you can kind of plan.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
You know, like Mark Murphy, 70 years.
That's what
70
I mean.
Or 72.
Exactly.
You know, priests, it's like, look, you know, they like their congregation, they like their school, but it's like, look, when you're 72, you're done. And that's kind of a cool thing. But I don't, with all that said, I don't agree that we should have an age limit in government. I think we should have term limits. And I have some candidates coming on here. We're going to talk about term limits. The guys who are running for Congress, they're coming on my show this Sunday. Well, one of them is. And then next week, the other two.
But I just want to say...
It's not an age limit in government. It's nothing. They can stay there.
But I've never seen a business or whatever, a vocation, I don't, I'm trying to say it here, but where people just... athletes sometimes, they know when it's time. Because no matter how many times it's just like, you don't have it anymore. But, and then you get embarrassed.
Right.
And that's their biggest fear is getting on the field. And I'll never forget Brett Favre. I thought Brett Favre had, without question, had one of his very best years of his entire career. His first year with the Vikings. That was the Brett Favre of 96, 97, 98. That was him. We hadn't seen it for a couple of years. We just hadn't, okay?
Yeah.
And it's like, wow, he found that magic. And then he gets a year older. And I'll never forget the game against watching him that next year. And he used to have that great spin move. When the rush was coming out, he'd do that quick spin move and get away from the defensive ends and the outside linebackers, okay, or even the face rush up the middle. That last year of his, he'd lost that half a step.
Yeah.
And that one half of a step made all the difference in the world. He could no longer get away from those guys.
Yeah.
And that's when I remember that one time against Chicago, he basically got knocked out on the field. Remember that? That Monday night game, that cold night, and the field is really tough. It's like, Brett, time to walk away.
Yeah.
And I think his wife honestly said, okay, hun.
It's over.
I've been with you from day one. I'm not going to watch you become one of those tragic sports guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it ends really bad.
Yeah.
So it's almost like Tiger Woods right now. 14 over. Ugh. We can set a quick break. A lot going on. Back after this. Then you get on down the line.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt Nair on Air.
Wow, Wayne, that is a beautiful window.
It sure is, Jeff. It really tackles energy efficiency.
Sure has a nice slide.
It's one of the best screenplays I've ever seen.
They're so easy to close. I'd say it's a grand slam.
If you guys keep making those dad jokes, you're gonna be a real pain in my neck.
Oh, that's a good one. Did you hear about this one? Five.
Get as low as $18 per window and $81 per patio door per month. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Search restrictions apply on 7/31/2024.
Ready to revamp your life? Revamp Hormone Replacement and Weight Loss is here to guide you. Experience the convenience of telemedicine appointments and medication delivery, making your health journey hassle-free. Experiencing weight gain, fatigue, or loss of libido? Revamp Hormone Replacement and Weight Loss offers customized solutions to help you feel your best. Discover Semaglutide, a breakthrough in weight loss for just $300 a month. Visit RevampHRT.com or call 920-659-0249 to unlock your potential.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Hey, welcome back. Come on over the mayor here. Beautiful Monday morning. Brittany Merlot coming up to talk about this unprecedented summer of unbelievable heat, unbelievable flooding in some areas.
Oh, in areas.
Here. Oh, around, no, I mean around the country.
Oh, man, our niche
just
is awesome.
Beyond belief. Yeah. Like, I can't talk to my brother, 115. Down there, just there, craziness.
See, just we talk about, you know, staying in your industry. Weather people stay a long time. Remember Willard Scott?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's not a bad gig.
No, it's a great gig.
It's not a bad gig because, for one thing, you know, I mean, some weather people, and I'm a fan of weather people. I know you're whatever.
I'm not.
But I'm a big fan. But here's the deal, though. It's not like, you know, if you're a news reporter, you go in one day, you might be driving a Fond du Lac and doing a story on yada yada and one man banding, as they call it, shooting yourself. You know, weather people can pretty much walk in and
look at their
kind
phone.
Of put it together and not have to run out in the inclement weather, except when they stand out there and there's a cat four coming through.
Or when they put you out on the weather deck in like sub-freezing temperatures, you got to do the weather from outside.
The worst was those reporters, those young reporters they'll put alongside the highway.
I know.
Slush trucks line. Going by.
You can tell you're brand new when you get the traffic report and you got
to
stand out.
But then the actual meteorologist will be, well, let's go out to Susie, who's from North Carolina, and welcome to Northeastern Wisconsin, Susie.
I was on the weather deck when it was freezing. They had that ice sculpture out there with
Fox
11 with Pete Mahoney. No,
Pete Petoniak,
yeah.
Pete Mahoney.
I was trying to give a reference to both stations. Tom Mahoney, Pete Petoniak. Okay. So, Pete Mahoney. Sorry, Pete.
Hey, Biden, relax.
You know, just in the time from when he started this morning till now, he's really gone downhill.
Wow.
But back to Biden politics, just leaving anything, like even in your industry, you know, media, radio, some of these guys stick around a long, long time, you know, and there's, I don't know, I but then they say, look, you know when it's time to go, and I don't know that Joe knew that, but I thought that was really cool how he kept that so quiet. I mean, probably just two or three advisors in his...
Well, his staff, there was like 1 minute before he went...
He even tells staffers.
Well, you know what that means? He thinks he's got a leak. He's got a mole.
Oh, yeah. Because he kept it.
Yeah.
That's
true. I mean, wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Others always is.
Anyway.
Well, anyway, it's going to be interesting to watch. And I know we're not the most, this show is not very political, but look, it's what's going on in the world, right?
Yeah.
And we just need to address it for a few minutes. And, you know, people just need to take a chill pill. Everything's going to be fine. But it's going to be interesting. Last thing I want to tell you, I told you that friend of mine, that downhill skier, a little bit older than we are. And
there's somebody older than us.
There's somebody. But I can tell you, Todd, I don't know if I told you this, but I hadn't seen him in years. A little bit of, you know, COVID, you know, that kind of kept people in. And then we were at Kohl's and my wife goes, is that Johnson? I'm like, no, guys, that's not him. And could be his dad. I went over and it was him. He had aged so much in 3.5 years. Like, I don't think we age gradually. Like, of course, you're already there, but somebody like me, I just hope it's more gradual.
Who was I? I agree with you. I forget who it was. Where was? Oh, I know where it was, at Costco last week. And I walk up to the greeter who used to be a big fan of my other show. I mean, he's got this, the tattoo is one of our, you know, Flying Monkey family people. And I stood there for like, you know, and he goes, hey, how you doing, sir? Pretty warm out there today, huh? And just stood there and goes, John! Honestly, God. And it's like, huh? Because I recognized him right away.
Yeah, yeah.
Huh?
All that to look forward to.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway.
But, all right, so that's our political news.
Yes, so there we go.
But no, I just want to put in a plug for my show, that Lean Local.
Go right ahead.
I am. This Sunday I have Tony Weed coming on. And then next Sunday I have Andre Jacques and Roger Roth. Okay. It's going to be interesting. My question to them is going to be, what are you going to do for Green Bay? That is, and I told them that too. I said, what they're going to do in not Bosnia, where are we right now? Russia.
Ukraine. Okay. Wow.
Okay, Joe.
Yeah. Wow. Hey, Donna, you might want to have a talk with him about being on radio any longer.
Hey, Catherine. You
guys might want to listen in here for a while. Yeah.
Anyway, but I want to, even at that debate I went to with the three of them, you know, the host just was really looking for more of a fight between the three of them. And like, he never asked, what are you going to do about the coal piles? I mean, because there's some federal money out there that we should get to relocate the coal piles closer to the bay. And then, interested in this whole fentanyl and what can the feds do for the local community. And anyway, we're going to talk about that.
Well, you had somebody else on talking about fentanyl, didn't you, recently? Or are going to have?
I did.
Okay.
Mandy?
Yeah.
I don't know if you met her. Did you meet her?
Yeah, I went over to her
rehab place.
Yeah.
Yes. And again, one of the biggest struggles, it's not a struggle on clientele. There are plenty of people who need help with fentanyl. Her struggle is finances and where to get the money. And so I don't know.
How do they treat it? I mean, I don't know. Is it the same as heroin addiction or whatever addictions? And they, I mean, what do they do?
Or is it like alcohol where it's just...
That's what I mean, rehab and try to
mind over
matter. Keep them away from it and see if you can kick it.
Live every day. I don't know. That's a good question.
Because, I mean, it is serious. There's no question about it.
It's awful.
Yeah. Terrible. Awful. And I think it's the worst thing we've ever had, don't you?
Yeah, I just read something.
Well, they say crack changed cities more than anything ever changed cities in America when that happened, when crack hit. Because that got into not just like the lowest levels where, you know.
Oh, no,
made it up the chain really, really fast. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's true. There's something else I just read about this weekend that's going to make fentanyl look not as potent. Can you believe that?
That's scary.
That is scary. I'll find that during the break.
I'd heard that from somebody one time.
I just read that this weekend.
Okay.
But anyway, we're going to stay focused on the good news that's going on. So this is interesting today, and we got Brittany coming on at 6:30. This is going to be an interesting guest. Moms Society?
Jennifer Birchbuck?
Yes.
Green Bay Area Moms?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's cool that there's a networking
because
they need support too.
We got Katie Hess here, Autism Society of Greater Green Bay. Great organization. Tremendous organization.
Oh, that is a good one.
I can't even put into words how many people I know who have a child with autism. Yeah. I can't. It's mind-boggling. It's absolutely incredible.
But aren't we as a state pretty good about
I hope so.
I'm going to ask her that. But I had heard, this is years ago, that Wisconsin was, I mean, we always have work to do, but I think we're pretty good with addressing autism needs in our community. But we'll talk to her about it. I mean, she's the expert.
Excellent. Then Drew Stephanie talked about EAA. We're going to be at EAA tomorrow.
Yes.
And Thursday. A couple of great days.
We are going to have to leave at dark o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Want me to just stay over at your place? You don't have to pick me up?
No.
Sure?
I'll set it.
Hey, my granddaughter sure enjoyed Milton.
Those were great pictures, by the way. Oh, my gosh.
He was so proud sitting with them, wasn't he?
That was great.
Milton was, yes.
You know, it's so funny. So my granddaughters want to come down here and play radio every day.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay? So we're sitting here, and Milton all excited because Jim's sitting right there. And he comes up and he sees me and he turns right around, didn't he, Jim? And went right behind Donna.
But he likes your grandkids. Yes. He likes your grandkids.
So that's all that counts.
He's not crazy about Johnny.
Nope.
So.
Does not like me. All right, guys, a quick break. We're just getting warmed up here on a Monday morning on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
If you feel like it's been nearly impossible to put up good quality hay this year, you're not alone. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. It's a situation that's been presented to farmers all across the state of Wisconsin. Jerry Clark is University Extension Crops and Soils Agent in Chippewa County. He says trying to put up dry hay this year has been more than a challenge.
Yeah, it's been a challenge this whole spring and summer with the way the rain has been about every 3 days, hard to get dry hay. So again, that focus on trying to keep the alfalfa quality up when trying to get in between the rains. We've seen a lot of farmers shift to trying to chop, maybe getting silage bags or balage because they just can't get the dry hay. But in all of those instances, you have to be able to manage the bale or manage the storage. And if you don't have the equipment or the facility to do that, and you're kind of relying on that dry hay, that becomes a big challenge. And that's been our biggest concern. This whole month of June and early July has been that. It seems like every third day we get at least a half an inch of rain, it seems like, and it's really been a challenge.
Jerry Clark, crops and soils agent in Chippewa County, he said on top of the weather-related challenges, now producers are facing not only continued pressure from alfalfa weevil, but huge threshold numbers of potato leafhopper. Markets and overnight electronic trade on a Monday morning, at least they're looking a little brighter. Corn and beans are up. Numbers are next.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Dan Sheps?
Harv Extra has been very consistent on our test results from first crop through fourth crop. The higher quality has allowed us to feed more alfalfa haylage in our diet, and cows are able to have a higher intake with a higher quality forage.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Riley Lepenka?
Making hay has changed so much now with Harv Extra alfalfa. You don't have to be tied down to a certain cutting window. That saves us a lot of headache, a lot of cost, wear and tear on machinery, you name it. I don't see any farm that it wouldn't work. Any kind of operation, if you have 10 cows, 10,000, it doesn't matter.
What does life on the cutting edge mean for alfalfa growers? Flexibility, yield, or quality? Harv Extra alfalfa with Roundup Ready technology gives you an extra edge every time you harvest. Hear grower stories at harvextra.com.
No change on barrel or block cheese prices Friday. The AA butter, that dropped another 3 cents to $3.07.5 per pound. This morning in Chicago, August Class 3 milk that goes into cheese, that closed 19 cents lower at $19.98. September was down 20 cents, closed at $20.58 a hundredweight. The December new crop corn's up 5.5 cents right now at $4.10. November new crop beans are up almost 17 cents, $10.53, while September wheat's up a nickel right now, $5.47 a bushel. There's a quick market snapshot for you on a Monday morning. I'm Pam Yonke.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to about 83 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the south at around 5. Tonight, partly cloudy this evening. Scattered thunderstorms late tonight, our low 65. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms. Could be a quarter to a half inch of rain with storms tomorrow and a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Hey, folks, how you doing? It's me, Charlie Behrens, and I want to let you know that I'm coming to the Wisconsin State Fair main stage presented by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. We got tickets on sale over at wistatefair.com, and I'm bringing free brandy for everyone. Unless for some reason I can't, then, you know, sorry in advance. Anyways, I will see you at the Wisconsin State Fair presented by U.S. Cellular on August 8th. Real good. Bye-bye now.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS. Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a Monday morning. Beautiful Monday morning. Huge things taking place in the entire area, of course. The Packer training camp gets started today, which is always such an amazing day. Shareholders meeting, EAA getting started. Beautiful day for the... Is that Brittany out in the field?
Yes, it is. Hi, guys.
Where are you?
And what are you going to a wedding?
Yeah. What's going on here?
Jeez. Do I look like I'm going to a wedding? No.
Well, I could only see it. I didn't know. All right. It looked like a dress because you were closer to the camera. All right. Because I thought it was. Okay. There you are. Or jeans. All right. Back it up. You know what I mean? Right?
She's got to be out. Are you out at EAA already?
I am already here. I'm at Camp Scholler at EAA Air Venture. It is packed, way, way, way busier than I've seen in years past. This campsite was a madhouse last night, trying to get everybody trying to find their spots. I mean, they were still driving around until midnight. So I'm a little tired because people were out here trying to find their spots. But it was a gorgeous day yesterday, beautiful morning. I'm not going to lie, I did wake up at 5 a.m. freezing at 6. It was 60 degrees. That was it. Didn't feel too bad, you know, for people inside. But as you're out in those tents, that condensation, that fog, whew, it was bitter out here this morning. But a good day ahead of us, that's for sure.
A good week, right?
Yes. It only really looks like tomorrow is the day of rain. And usually during Air Venture, there's a couple of days.
Right.
So we'll take one and we'll be happy with that.
Are you staying in a tent?
I am in a pop-up. So half tent, half camper.
That's awesome.
Wow. That's, you're dedicated. We're getting up at 4:15 to drive. We're staying in our own. We're staying in our own.
I don't blame
places.
You.
I offered to stay at Jim's house so he wouldn't have to pick me up, but he nixed that one.
I'd rather set the alarm for another half hour earlier.
So are you staying there all week, Brittany?
All week long. I am dedicated. I love airplanes. I love this event. I love meeting all of these new people. And it's an experience in itself to be out here in the campsite. I believe that you have to be an EAA member, which is only $48 a year, $60, I think, for the family. And then you get access to camp here. And, you know, it's affordable. People showed up, I think, a month ago and started grabbing their sites. But it is packed. It is just an atmosphere that I really suggest everyone should try once at least.
Yeah.
Because they are so friendly. They are so awesome. Everybody that you meet here is amazing.
Cool.
Then they can go across the street to the outlet mall. That's where I go.
Get them on an airplane.
The last person to go to an outlet mall. I didn't know they still had those.
They do, right? Don't they have an outlet mall across the street from where you're camping?
Yeah. Yep.
I see that Osh Vegas sign across the street.
Yeah, I think that's Oshkosh Bagosh. Anyway, hey, Brittany, so what, did they do any air shows yet? Are they taking off? Does it start today?
Everything starts today. Gates open at 7 a.m. So we are just around the corner from that opening. I think all the air shows will be a little later on during the day, but all the exhibits, I believe there's like almost 900 different exhibits that you can go to. So much going on. I can't wait to get inside.
Give us the forecast. Oops, I'm sorry, but give us the forecast for the week there.
All right. So today we're going to hit about 83 degrees. It'll be mostly sunny and the humidity, not really here. We stay away from the oppressive dew points all week long, actually. So that's good news. Tomorrow we are looking at rain. Waves of showers and thunderstorms pushing through. So tomorrow will be the wet one. Then as we go into Wednesday, we cool down into the mid-70s. A lot of sunshine out there by the afternoon. And we hold on to a dry pattern, sunny skies for Thursday, Friday, Saturday and Sunday with those temperatures in the upper 70s to low 80s. Oh, and then after that, by Monday, the humidity and rain leaks back in. So really for this week, EAA, it's looking beautiful.
Awesome.
Well, after Tuesday, I would even think of camping. No, I wouldn't. I'm just kidding. I would never do that.
Is that your own pop-up tent? Do you have your own thing, your own unit?
Yes.
Ah!
Oh, yes. I'm an outdoor lover. Come on. You know this.
I know. I didn't know you had the pop-up, though. We love you even more.
I will say, though, shout out to some friends up in the Shawano area. They gave me an ATV to use because it is so big. The grounds is miles and miles and miles. So I'm going to be zooming over there to find you guys tomorrow.
How did you get an ATV? How did you get? Okay.
What are you, a trailer?
Okay, yeah. How did you get a pop-up trailer there and an ATV and this all this unit for you to report remotely on your own, your setup? You got somebody. You got people helping you.
No, not at all. I've just done this many times. You know, I'm familiar with it. I know that you need a bike, you need an ATV, you need something to get around, or your feet are going to kill you after the week. So I hauled my own camper, had some friends, you know, you got to coordinate it all, have them drop off the ATV, different things like that. Even got the generator. Oh. I've got it all, guys.
Why didn't we? No, here, do you have a bike rack? We could take our bikes there and ride around. What do you think?
I don't know if I have a bike rack.
Let's see if we can get the tandem from the Flukies and you guys can ride around on the tandem bike. Going.
We're going to adjust the seats so their legs are a little longer than ours. Wow, Brittany, we're so impressed with you.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
Cool. Thanks,
Brittany,
guys.
Brittany, tell me though.
We almost everybody that comes on our show is cooler than us, including the people that work with us.
Yeah, that is a fact. Brittany, we're going to be interviewing some people tomorrow and we're there Thursday as well. One of our questions, how'd you get your interest in EAA? I mean, you said you love airplanes. Did your dad have it?
So I just grew up loving airplanes. It was not in the family whatsoever. I think it has to do with the meteorology gene. You know, I'm always looking in the sky. Well, now I want to fly in it. So I didn't know this thing existed until I was in TV in the Green Bay area. And then they're like, hey, EAA, EAA, you have to cover it. I was like, what is that? First second I got here, I fell in love, absolutely in love with it. Everybody here, the event, the planes. I mean, they're constantly flying over you. This is the quiet it's going to as quiet right. as it's going to be all week long.
Right.
So,
or at least until we're there.
Right. Where do we get
there? They'll know we're here. Got a nice text here. With a family EAA membership, you also get access to 300 museums around the country. Such a great place year round. The Young Eagles flight is awesome, especially non-air venture week. And speaking of museums, the Wisconsin Military Museum is right there, basically just outside the grounds. It's a wonderful place, the museum down there.
I agree with you. That's cool. You get access to all of that. Man, I think you also get, I don't remember now. magazines being sent to you. They're
but you have
cool.
great food tents there, refreshments. I mean, that's like a little festival down there.
They don't sell beer, though, till 1.
Yeah, John tried to bribe the lady. We go in there and we get in front of our show.
It was hot, though.
Yeah, it was also 9
a.m. It was 90 degrees.
It was also 9 a.m. And John's like, well, I'll have a beer. I'm like, geez, okay. And the lady's like, I can't serve it. So he like tries to bribe her. I'm like, don't do that.
Do you know who I am?
Yeah, I was.
Hey, listen, you give me one under the table. It's an extra couple of bucks in it
right,
for you.
I'm like,
one bush light. Here's a couple extra.
He said, that is a true story.
Sorry, sir.
So all she right. was, yeah, she held her ground. So we left.
Yeah. By the way, did you know that today
Well, you know what?
Go ahead.
I was going to say, you know what? I got you. You can just come to the campsite. We can crack a beer at any hour. So.
Are you allowed to have fires there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Okay.
Could we stay with you? Like, just...
You can.
We won't stay.
I've got, look, see?
We won't even stay inside.
Right there.
We'll just put like a tarp over us under your thing there. And we'll sleep there. I would do that.
Yeah.
Okay, and you can.
I will. Maybe I will.
Okay.
Wow. All right. By the way, today is National Hammock Day. I don't think I've ever really been. Maybe in Mexico they'd have those hammocks you could lie out in.
We had a hammock.
Of course you had a hammock.
I mean, yeah, with the frame. The hammocks are awesome.
All right. Didn't have a hammock. Didn't grow up with a hammock. Today is also Brain Day. Did you know that?
I didn't have that.
No, it's Brain Day. Today is Mango Day. I like a good mango. Yep. When do you ever get a mango, though, right?
Don't they
Shiny, when you go to the store, pick up half a dozen mangoes. Mom, what the hell's a mango? Watch your GD language. Today's also Zookeeper Week. Just got back from up at the DeYoung Family Zoo, Brittany. It was really great. They got this new thing called Critter Creations where you can go in and they got otters you can play with and sloths and kangaroos and penguins and this turtle that's going to live to be 200 years old. It's really cool.
Oh, that sounds awesome. You actually get to touch the sloths and all these things?
Absolutely. You feed them. You do the whole thing. Yep. Feed the kangaroos. That's feed everything.
Yeah, John couldn't catch it, though.
Couldn't catch what? The sloth?
The sloth.
If I were an animal, I'd be a sloth. He's just sitting back like literally with his arms folded. You have to put the food right next to his mouth for him to have the energy to open it.
Right.
It was like,
That or those llamas. They just sit there and chew. You walk by, they spit on you. It's like, okay, that's...
I'll tell you what, though, that place, they have some, I mean, like, my granddaughter's got to hold a 2-year-old alligator in their hands. How often do you get to hold an alligator?
Yeah.
You know, it's a cool place. It really is. I mean, it's very rustic and everything,
that
but it's cool. Yeah.
You know, Brittany, besides...
It's funny that you...
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, it's funny that you bring up llamas. I actually grew up with llamas. My grandma bred them.
God.
But there was like 12 to 13 llamas constantly at my grandma's farm.
Wow.
I know when they're about to spit. It is disgusting.
They really do?
Oh, they spit.
I thought you were joking about that.
No, no. Right, Brittany? That's what they do.
They really do. Yes. They're little brats.
They
just roll it around in their mouth and then they'll go right at you.
And they just stare at you. They're just like, you know, and they just size you up and no, I don't think I like you. And then they spit at you.
Kind of like what Milton does to me.
He bite.
Pretty much the same thing. Oh, okay.
So, Brittany, besides EAA, this is like a happening week in Northeast Wisconsin. You got the Packers training camp starts today.
That is awesome.
The shareholders meeting is today. And then, all week, there's things going on. Appleton has their Art in the Park, which is an awesome event. That's coming up. And, of course, Oshkosh always has it going on. So
Downtown Green Bay this past weekend was nuts.
Yeah, we had a great weekend.
Everything
here.
Going on. Yeah. So, for everybody that says,
I'm jealous. I missed you guys.
Well, Brittany, we're going to see you all week then, huh? Oh, we're going to be there 2 days.
I know.
Fantastic.
I'm so excited. No, stay with me. Come on, you guys. It's a blast.
I will. Jim?
I won't.
All right. Swing by. Say hi.
All right. Bye. Brittany Merlot, thanks for being there. Enjoy your time at EAA reporting for Civic Media all week long down there. We'll be down there tomorrow having a great time with you. And but how many people are on grounds right now? Is there a number that they usually
estimate? Their attendance is like over 500,000 people, right?
Yeah, 677,000 people they think that will be here. There's 10,000 airplanes that land through Whitman Airport. And I think there's about 148 flights per day that are either taking off or landing throughout the day, every single day. So there's something to see.
Brittany, knowing me for a short time, you've known me. Can you think of a job that I'd be less capable at than an air flight traffic controller?
Right. No. There's a lot of them.
You can do that here. You can volunteer to be an air traffic controller, I think, at the seaplane base.
Okay.
You just got to watch them come in.
I'd be like, what are you doing? Skills. Who are you? Where are you from? You're in the wrong place. I'd be terrible.
Brittany,
I'd be terrible.
We got to let you go, but I want to ask you, you went and saw the movie Twisters. What do you think of it?
Oh, you know what? I absolutely loved it, honestly. I mean, of course, there's their Hollywood moments. There has to be. But there's a lot of science, a lot of truth. I like the storyline. And it was pretty accurate, you know, based off of how storm chasers interact and things like that. But I loved it. I want to see it again and again and again.
So if you had to compare the old Twisters and the new one, which one would you choose?
Well, I'm going to choose the new one.
Oh, who's in it?
I don't know. I don't
any
even
big
know.
Names?
I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you what. When we come down there, we want you to give Jim a weather test.
Ooh,
because he thinks meteorologists are, you know, whatever. I want you to come up with a list of questions to stump him live on the air. Will you do that, please? But they've got to be multiple
100%.
Choice.
Yeah,
excellent.
Multiple guess. Yeah,
excellent.
I like that.
All right. Excellent.
That'd be fun. We'll see you tomorrow, Brittany. Enjoy your day today. It's going to be a fun day.
You too.
All right. Take
care.
Yes. Thank you, guys. See you soon.
See ya. Bye-bye. That'll be fun. That'll be great.
Boy, that looks
I was so surprised by that. I had no idea she was going to be out.
I didn't either.
Right.
She rocks.
She's the best.
God dang
she
it.
She is. You ATV, bike.
I know.
Mean, I just, her own camper.
Pop-up camper.
That's embracing EAA like you should.
Absolutely.
You know, so just stop in like we do, drive down there.
Look for a parking place and just walk from this
have
to there.
Have some guy run and get you some coffee and then we sit in that room and do our show. Yeah, that's
you
the
know
way to live
EAA. I got to tell you something. You know, that's what you said about sitting like for lunch, it was really interesting because every time we just sat there in the press room for lunch, interesting people around you. Like, remember a guy from Britain, a guy from wherever. Right. I mean, that's actually really fun.
But that is a world, wide convention. Yeah. So,
I mean, but with the media from all over the world.
Yeah.
I think that part's really cool.
We did meet some cool people there.
Yes.
Nobody's as cool as Brittany, but we met.
I wonder if they went back and met some cool people there from Green Bay. Could have talked to those guys all day long.
I'm sure not.
I don't think so either. And I don't even know what country I was from that I was just on. Yet to be discovered country. I don't know. Part Irish, I guess. All right. Happy birthday, William Dafoe from Appleton West High School, who made it huge in Hollywood. Of course, Platoon was his first big one. Danny Glover, 78. John, I can never pronounce his name, from Night Court.
Wrong guy.
Oh, different guy. Yeah. Forget that. Back after this.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Where do grown-ups go in the water park capital of the world? Well, go to a water park. You'll find one nearly everywhere you go. Go relax in a cabana. Go golfing. Going for a nice dinner? Oh, go for the special. Go for the weekend. Heck, why not go for the whole week? Go to a show. Go shopping. Go tour a winery. Wow, we're really on the go. Say, I could go for a beer. Need a day at the spa? Go for it. Wisconsin Dells, it's go time. Plan your grown-up getaway at wisdells.com.
Ready to revamp your life? Revamp Hormone Replacement and Weight Loss is here to guide you. Experience the convenience of telemedicine appointments and medication delivery, making your health journey hassle-free. Experiencing weight gain, fatigue, or loss of libido? Revamp Hormone Replacement and Weight Loss offers customized solutions to help you feel your best. Discover Semaglutide, a breakthrough in weight loss for just $300 a month. Visit revamphrt.com or call 920-659-0249 to unlock your potential.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Thank God.
Hey, welcome back. My name is Mayor here on a beautiful Friday morning. You don't know who William Dafoe is?
No.
Man. Todd, can you give us a list of some of his credits, please?
Yep. He's from Appleton?
Yeah. You've never heard of William Dafoe?
Mm-mm. I know you have.
Okay.
In fact, let me...
pop him up. Maybe you'll recognize him.
If I recognize him, but...
You will.
Okay, but the name doesn't do anything for me.
Okay. But a lot of big movies. A lot of big movies. There it is. Recognize?
I don't know. A lot of movies. I mean...
Oh, okay, well, about 50.
Okay, I don't...
Big movies.
Platoon.
Yeah.
Nosferatu, American Psycho, The Lighthouse, Spider-Man...
That's why I don't know him.
Mississippi Burning.
Beetlejuice. He's going to be in that. Boondock Saints. Huge movies.
Yeah.
Huge movies.
You've never seen any of them?
No. He looks like he's from Appleton,
though.
Aquaman, Mississippi Burning, as you mentioned. John Wick. The Last Temptation of Christ.
I mean, he's a huge star.
Mm-hmm.
Huge star.
Well, I'm happy for him. And he's 69?
In fact, when he was on somebody's show, Jimmy Kimmel or somebody, but a year or so ago, he was talking about growing up in Appleton and going to some neighborhood corner store and the whole thing.
Hmm.
But you don't, nothing, huh?
Nope.
No.
But is he, so when I think of an actor or actress that made it from our community, from our area, I think of Monk.
Okay.
Sure.
And is Monk's more popular than this guy?
No.
Oh, come on.
I mean, I love him.
I do, too, and he's made it big in TV.
Who got more Grammys?
Tony Shalhoub is great.
Yeah, Tony Shalhoub.
But, Jim, this guy's been in way more movies. Way more movies.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He's a much, much bigger name. Hate to say it, but he is a much, much bigger name.
Well.
Appleton's had some pretty famous people. I mean, him, of course, Rocky Blair, Greta Sustern.
The guy that
interviewed
the bird?
The bird things. I think those are the biggest names, aren't they? Of Appleton? Houdini?
Right.
Who does Green Bay have? Who do we compare it with?
On.
Well, no, I'm just saying.
Those are all the Packers, right?
You can't call them the Packers.
What do you mean you can't call them the
Packers?
Well, I mean, of course you can.
That's who we put a lot of our
money to. Into
born and raised in.
Good point.
Born and raised in.
Good point.
Thank you.
Tony Shalhoub.
One.
Oh, I got to think for a second.
Hmm.
Born and raised.
Born and raised. Most famous people from Green Bay. Born and raised.
I got to think about that. Wait, okay. There's too much dead space here.
Between your ears, there's too much dead space.
Yeah, that is true at this time. Yeah.
Help us out. Help Jim out. Who has the more famous people born and raised, Appleton or Green Bay?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't want to compete because we love Appleton. They're part of our listening audience.
I know.
Oshkosh.
But it's just pretty impressive, some of the people that have come out of there, born and raised from there.
Well, okay.
Oh, yeah.
It's got this text. How does Jim not know Defoe?
Yeah. He's huge.
Yeah.
Hey, Luke, who was the one who texted in, Luke, now you know my life.
Our life, Luke. You know, I know, but our life, Luke.
Yeah.
I'm drawing a blank, too, to be honest with you. Other really famous people. I mean, you could say Curly Lambeau, but that's kind of a given with the Packers. But other people born and raised in Green Bay that would compete with those three from Appleton.
We must have got a musician out of Green Bay.
Have we?
I'm looking. I'm not seeing anything.
I can't think
anything.
Of anybody. No.
Didn't. Okay.
And it's got to be somebody where it's like a normal person would know.
Didn't Steve Jobs or something have something to do with Green Bay? I gotta look.
I don't know that. I don't know that at all. That's a nice reach.
No,
nice try on that
No,
one.
There's. I got a
big swing and a miss.
Top of the hour. Oh, okay. I'm going to do a little
Hang
research.
On. Here we go. Todd?
He is married to a woman from Bellevue.
Steve Jobs is?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Okay. So that's.
That's nothing.
Yeah, she's from Green
Bay. I'm sorry. His mom is from Green Bay.
Aha.
Is that what it is? Okay.
Steve
Joanne
Jobs' mom is from Green Bay?
Shibble?
Okay.
Joanne Shibble?
I didn't know this. Bellevue?
Okay. Now that's famous.
Was he born and raised in Green Bay?
He was then born in San Francisco.
Then it doesn't count.
Right.
Doesn't count.
His parents?
Doesn't count.
Okay.
Got this one. Pat McDonald from the band Timbuk 3 is from Green Bay.
Okay.
No way. Never.
Did not know that, but that's fine.
It's right up there with your buddy Defano.
Defano. Okay.
Wow, that's kind of sad. I mean, you know, 100,000 people, 160, 170 years old. We've only got Curly Lambeau. Nah, there's got to be a whole list of people that came from Green Bay that are super famous.
There's got to be.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Okay. I don't know. I'm trying to think, too. I mean, a lot of famous people have passed through,
but
actually born and raised.
Right. That's, you're right.
They and went on to big things.
Stardom.
Yeah. Yeah. We got to think about this.
We do.
We got to be missing somebody. Got to be. Right?
I hope.
Even our people aren't helping us. So where's our texters flooding the airwaves? Come on. We need your help on this one. But I think that Wisconsin itself, surprisingly, how many people a lot of times, when it's like, yeah, that person's... Like, grandpa is from Manitowoc or something. There's, like, big connections for the next thing. Oh. What are you pointing at? You pointing at somebody?
No, our next guest is here. Jennifer's here.
Like, Douglas MacArthur lived in Manitowoc.
Right. Well, Liberace, right?
Liberace. I mean, Charlton Heston is married to somebody, I think, from, like, Two Rivers.
Yeah, Two Rivers.
Yeah.
L.B. Clark, yeah.
Oh, you know her?
He was at the dedication of L.B. Clark.
Charlton Heston was?
Yeah. Hmm. In Two Rivers. That's a big deal. His wife is from Two Rivers, so.
What was his favorite line? Get your stinking paws off me, you damn stinking ape.
No, out of my cold. I'm going to pull that gun out of your cold. I don't know. You're right. He has some line.
From what movie was that?
Well, I have no idea. No.
How can you not know? You can't throw out a line and not know.
Okay, then I'm not going to throw out the line.
All right, fine.
Anyway. Yes, because when he was with the NRA, that's when he was...
Oh, that. You can have my gun when you pull it out of my cold, stiff fingers.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah,
you're right. Okay.
So,
all right.
Anyway. All right. Well, famous people from Green Bay. I know we have one coming up now who started the mom's group. That's awesome. But
Shore's mom is from Green Bay. That's what I mean. There's a lot of those kinds of things.
Right.
Where people are from here and maybe moved someplace else and then has a brush or whatever you want to call it with...
Don't we have any athletes? Didn't we have an athlete born and raised here that went on to be famous?
Well, we got a lot of them in the NFL. I mean, Alec Ingold right now.
Right.
And, you know, people like that. Sharping, who's in the NFL. I mean, but nobody that's really, who's the one that made it the biggest? I mean, I'm sorry, William Dafoe is like, I think he's won Oscars, hasn't he?
I'm sure he's got to have.
I mean, he's really huge in Hollywood.
Oh, yeah, unbelievable.
Greta Van Susteren, really huge. Right. Rocky Blyer, really huge.
Frank Howard.
Not born and raised here, though. Okay. Married somebody from here.
Zack Snyder. One more. The new show, the name of the show now, the show is called Misquoted Quotes.
Oh, and?
I don't know.
Okay.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, T. Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm live from Madison and welcome hilarious comedian Pat McGann and singer-songwriter Marta Hansen joins the show and performs live in studio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Welcome to Staples, young man.
Tomorrow's my big day.
Big day?
First grade.
Aw. Well, you know, Staples has crayons, markers, glue.
I need a laptop.
Oh, yeah, sure. With Staples Hot Deals, you can save up to $300 on select PCs for school.
Wait. The finances are mom's department.
Right.
I'm looking for performance, like a Core i7 processor.
Boy, first grade has really changed.
Tell me about it.
Save big on tech for school with super low Staples Hot Deals. Right now, get up to $300 off select PCs at Staples. Ends 8/24.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support. WISS 1100 AM Berlin. W252 DR Oshkosh. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.